Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand, and I've come to the resolve, or to a resolve, that I don't want to have the answers. Because as a kid, I heard that Jesus is the answer for all the world to say. So my goal in life is to not just learn a lot of stuff about God, to share about Him, but to have this relationship with Him that it's like an unbreakable bond. And in trying times, it's challenging just to think, why is this happening to me? But now to think or ask the question, how am I going to get through this? And I meet lots of people, whether that's like anywhere, but mainly when I'm working, I meet people. I work in retail. I'm also a college professor and a fitness instructor, a mom, and someone that's starting over, but now starting over from experience, and knowing that God gave me such an opportunity to live a life. And when I lived it to the fullest, you know, whether that was an academic, whether that was a sorority girl, whether that was a wife, a mom. I'm still a mom, but when I was a wife, you know, co-parenting with a husband, even though it went awry, where there was unreconciled differences with lots of hurt. And being able to start all over again is like a new day. And not just a new day, but adopting that God's mercies are new every day. And so the reason why I started off with saying is that I don't want to just say stuff, because like meeting lots of people, it's easy to put myself as, you know, the center of attention, because of course, having had said experiences, I can connect and relate. But sometimes just listening and then waiting, you know, waiting for God to instruct, waiting for God, even if it means not saying anything at all, is, you know, the thing to do. And I think I'm at this point now where I'm learning this is because there's so much diversity in the world, and it's easy to pop off or to go off on a certain matter because of how you feel. And feelings are so fickle, because it's like the weather, you know, like the weather makes you determine like what you're going to wear, you know. So if it's going to be cold outside, then I'm going to wear a jacket, and winter wear like gloves and, you know, beanie, earmuffs, you know, and then if it's hot outside, I'm going to wear things that are not long sleeve. So it's like, no matter where you go, there's going to be a different temperature. And not only a temperature, but there's going to be people that are living in different seasons. Like someone may need to be covered up and more guarded because they're in a winter season of their life. Someone may be living their best life. They're in the summertime of their life, and they are like, you know, wearing a tank top and shorts and flip flops, while someone else is wearing turtleneck and winter boots, you know, and pants and what have you. And it's like having that sensitivity, that even though I know that I'm an atmosphere changer, and so even though someone may be in a winter season of their life, but maybe just in the moment of them entering into my space, are they able to experience a bit of spring? You know, because spring is about renewal, and that's, I know that's where I'm at, you know, where things are starting to blossom, and you didn't know when they were going to blossom because you didn't really know what was planted. And I mean, like, for those that have gifts and purpose, talents and callings, and you're asking, you know, God, and you're asking yourself, but maybe you've asked yourself so much, and if you haven't been able to produce the answer, it's because Jesus is the answer. You asked Him, and then things have started to like sprout up that never were there before, because it's that people can plant the seed and water the seed, but it's God who gives the increase. So those seeds were already planted. They just were not yet time. It was not their season of fruition. It may have not been their time to shine, because a lot of times we'll put so much on ourselves that when, you know, it's good, but when there's a crisis, then what do? If you don't have the capacity to withstand, you know, if you're on a trial of your life and it's like, what am I going to do? I don't know how this happened. Everything was going so good. But that's why it doesn't matter what, that Jesus is the answer. So instead of looking for answers based on your past and trying to find a formula or trying to find something just to give you, you know, some instant gratification, you really want to go to the Word of God. And if you're like, how did I get on this podcast? Well, you're here now, so keep on listening. Because a lot of times we just go through life, and we shouldn't just go through life. We should be able to thrive. But again, there are seasons where it may be a winter time in your life where nothing is popping. Everything is cold and distant, and everything is pretty dormant. And you're like, oh my gosh, I got this education, I got this experience, I have all this, but nothing is happening, because God is the one who does it. It's not us. And we have to connect to that. And when we connect to that, it's bigger than just, you know, saying that Jesus is the plug or God is the plug. You know, when I say Jesus or God, they're one and the same, because God is a triune God. He's the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. So we have three part triune God. And we know that God is the creator and Jesus is the Son. Holy Spirit is the helper that we have here. And he's represented as a he, a pronoun with a capital H. And so whenever you have any revelation on something, and or just a nudge, and you're like, something just happened, and I don't understand, I don't know, you want to give God the glory. And even if you don't see him, or you don't maybe even understand him, you want to be able to give him the glory, because his story is written, and it's for us to know our history and to know our present and our future, which we know that we win, you know, like we're victorious. So no matter what battle or issue that we're facing right now, and a lot of times it can be in our mind, you know, where it happened 5 years ago and now it's affecting us, because there's things that happen during a certain season. So if you are traumatized, you can be triggered in winter time, you know, around the holiday times, where you had the worst, you know, holidays because of your family situation. And now when it's Christmas time, even though you have this successful job and beautiful family, there's a part of you that's a brokenness that maybe you never have gotten a resolve with. So today I just want to encourage you that Jesus is the answer. And those seasons, they come and they go, but they're going to come, so that you will have, you know, an understanding to know not just only what they are, but also how to live in them. Because when we live in them, it's like we're just going through. We're not like having to just stay there. But yeah, some seasons are longer than 3 or 4 months. Some are long, but we have to always remember that God is using it to work it out for our good. So when it's and it's still the new year, you guys, this is like day 3. What an amazing time and opportunity to do the thing that you've been wanting to do. So while I have your ear, because like you're not just listening by coincidence or happenstance, but you have to do it. And so what I'm reminded of is like I have so many entrepreneur business ideas, and they haven't happened yet. Like they were a glimpse, like I had, or like a nudging, or like kind of this vision of it. So it's always an appointed time. So you always are gonna know that whatever you've seen, that it was something, it wasn't your imagination. And not only that, that there is a time for it. Like there's a kairos, where there's a God moment, where it's a perfect time where someone who is ready, like your ideal customer, they are ready for what you have to offer. So if you're alive right now, you're in this pandemic in the global world where we're wearing face masks and shields. So some people were able to thrive by learning to make masks out of these patterns. You know, you had this good old faithful sewing machine, and some people maybe just took up the sewing and were able to, you know, kind of capitalize off of their talent of making masks. Some people have been able to do fitness things through Zoom, or, you know, there's just no limitations. So keep in mind that whatever your time is, it's your time. And even though it seems like maybe I missed it, because now I'm older now, but older just means wiser. So don't limit yourself by other people that are doing it, because there's no one going to do it quite like you. And even though you're like, I'm nobody, you know. Yes, you are somebody, because God saw fit that you would be alive in this present time. It's like no one is you, and you are no one. So that means a whole lot. And if it doesn't mean a lot to you, just remember that you can always ask God, like, if he's going to but when he answers you, he's going to answer you in a tangible way that you'll know that it was him, or it is him, because it's like he's a living, present God. He's not far away. He's not somewhere just, you know, filing his nails. Now, that's his business if he's doing that, but he's there because he loves you, and we have so much to be grateful for, that we have a body of Christ, of believers here in the earth realm. We have angelic assistance that's there to help us in things, in highways and byways. And there's people like me who are just your reminder that you're here for a reason, and to seek God, seek his face, seek his heart, not always his hand, just for this hand me out. Because it's like you hear the thing about, you know, teach a man to fish, he can eat forever, but you just give him a fish, it's like he's going to depend on you. So God is two in one in that. He wants you to depend on him, but he also wants you to step out on faith and for you to be someone that can teach others. As you get it, you give it to somebody else. And that's that. And I'll be around again.